سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفوهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, zakat is one of the important pillars of Islam. If we reject any one farz of Islam, or we don't believe in one ayat of the Quran, a person can lose the iman and go out of the fold of Islam. I recited an ayat of the Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah, para 3. Allah speaks about giving charity, mainly zakah. We give to Muslims only. Let's do the English translation of the amal. The zakah charities of Muslims are for the poor who are constrained in the path of Allah and cannot travel in the land. An ignorant person thinks them to be wealthy because of their restraint from begging. You recognize them by their mark. They do not ask of people with import. Out of dignity, they don't ask people. Whatever good thing you spend, surely Allah Ta'ala knows of it. A mu'min is supposed to have such wonderful good qualities that whatever difficulty we have, we turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah must assist us, help us, and remove our difficulties. That certain chosen servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who are engaged in learning, teaching, practicing, propagating the correlations of the Quran and Sunnah, either they are students in a madrasa or Darul Uloom or afternoon maktab madrasa, etc., or they are ustans in Hifz classes, Darul Ulooms, or doing some other good community work, assisting the poor, needy, etc. That because Allah Ta'ala accepted them in a certain department of deen, they don't have much time to look for an alternate employment, start a business, or work for somebody else. And the little deen khidmat they are doing, they are getting some salary, but the salary is not enough to meet the expenses. But at the same time, because of the wonderful character, the iman, the taqwa, the sincerity, the humility, they don't expose the difficulties that they are going through. And people may think that because, okay, he's teaching a madrasa, he's doing this, he may be very rich. Allah knows best. But we can make some investigation and find out. And alhamdulillah, many people that are pious, regular with the salah, learning and teaching Quran, hadith, etc. But they're in extreme financial difficulty, they're in debts. Sometimes 3-4 months electricity water account is not paid. Sometimes they never eat meat in 3 months. And some people are so poor, they have meat only the days of Qurbani, etc. So we need to identify these types of people and give our charities to these people. And those that go around begging, asking everywhere, especially we who live in non-Muslim countries, people, anybody can just put on a cloak and go around and ask for money. Or anybody can buy one kurta, put on a kurta and a topi and stand by the robots or the entrance of masjids and ask for money. When it's come to zakat, it's very, very important. One is the giver must make intention that it is zakat. The person that receives it, not necessarily they have to know that it is zakat. You can use the word, it's a gift for you. And not to embarrass them, you won't like to take zakat money, etc. And if you gave your zakat to the wrong person, and afterwards you came to know that person, he was not even a Muslim, he just put on a kurta and a topi, or those ladies just put on a cloak and a scarf, and they're not even reading namaz, they're not even fasting the month of Ramzan. And in one town, I'm not mentioning name, the imam of the masjid, he chose 5 musallis not to go to work for 3 days. And the Mawlana told me himself what he did. He told 5 musallis, 3 days you don't go to work. From 8 o'clock morning to 5 o'clock, you see who's going around for collection, either to the shops, or which ladies are going to the homes and asking for hands out, whatever. And some of them are wearing kurta, topi, covering cloak, everything. So those 5 musallis of that town, they drove in different cars. They didn't confront, just monitored everything, monitored everybody. Afterwards, they came to know those people that were going home to home. After collecting the month of Ramzan, they were not even fasting. They went to one shop and bought food and started eating the same time. The other is people that going for collection. The driver of that vehicle is parked somewhere far. And he just say, you go to this shop, you go there, you go there, you go there, you go there, everything. They took a photo of that vehicle, the number plate, everything. They didn't say nothing. Now, during the day, every Muslim have to read at least Zohar, Namaz, Asar, Salah, Maghrib, Isha. The driver that was taking them around, he just took those people to collection. There's a masjid, you read a Zohar, I'll meet you after Namaz by the corner somewhere. Asar time came, you read a Namaz, you'll meet me there. Now that person that is taking them around, he never read his Faraz Namaz also. And he's got a topi on, and he's sending people for collection, Allah knows best. So we have to do our homework and see that our zakat goes to the right people, right recipients. And nothing un-Islamic must happen with our zakat money. Second thing is that when our women folk, they have jewelry, they have to value the jewelry every year and calculate 2.5% of the zakat. And then if the husband is paying on behalf of the wife, then he must make the wife know about it, she must make intention. Anything that is faraz, when you're carrying out the faraz, that you have to make intention, like half a salam, reading Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Salam. Similarly, when we're discharging our zakat, in your mind you must know this is the zakat, and the wife must make, the woman first will make intention, this is the zakat of my jewelry. So rather, if the husband or the father, brother or the son, the male members are paying for the zakat, so rather give that zakat money to the woman folk, to the mother, sister, wife, daughter, and tell her after 1-2 days, whatever Allah puts in your heart, you can give your zakat. We can guide them along, can give it to such so and so people, and inshallah, it will be discharged. But if the male members discharge the zakat on behalf of the woman folk, and the woman folk never make intention, never know about it, zakat is not discharged. Second is that from the age of puberty, zakat becomes compulsory. Sometimes somebody's father passed away when they were infant, 4 or 5 years old. And father was a multimillionaire. And when they're winding up the estate, that 5-year-old child inherited a very huge amount that is zakatable. But zakat would only be descending on him when he reaches the age of poverty, 14, 15, yes, etc. And when we valuing our assets, income and expenses, whatever you use for personal expenses, for example, your car, the pots and plates, the utensils you use in the kitchen, you have a computer that is used, you are using it every day to read your emails or to make EFT payments, etc., whatever. Whatever you use every day for your personal use, we don't have to pay zakat on it. And if somebody got a property collecting income, you pay zakat on the income, not on the value of the property. And after getting the rental income, you have to minus the rates, taxes, the basic maintenance of the property, etc. After paying the rates, taxes, after paying for the maintenance of the building, then whatever is left over, if it exceeds the amount of zakat, then you have to give zakat on that amount. Secondly, is that many of us live in non-Muslim countries. And we have to understand the income tax laws of every country, especially Muslim organizations that have bank accounts and have huge amounts of money being transferred to their accounts. And they also do relief work overseas to war-torn countries. We know what's happening in Palestine, Syria, India, many other countries. So this, our respected ulama ikram are doing the sacrifice and the effort. We have to support them. But at the same time, we have to do our charity work within the law of the government. That Muslim organization has to be registered as an NGO, etc., whatever the requirements are. And they have to be transparent with the income tax office of their country and the income tax that country they are going through. Even that country also, they must be transparent and within the laws of the government, do the charity work. Lastly is that there's a lot of virtue that we give more than what is due. Let's read the next ayat of the Quran. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, verily the reward is with their Rabb. No fear will come upon them, neither shall they grieve. Now, zakat charity has to be given to Muslims only. But sadqa money, interest money, you can give non-Muslims also, attract them towards Islam. And if we feel our money will be misused, we can give it in kind also, make a grocery hamper with some sugar, beans, rice, lentils, oil, etc. And make a grocery hamper and you can give non-Muslim also, but not with zakat money, with sadqa, lillah, or interest money. And if we feel that the money will be used for alcohol, drugs, or they're going to gamble with it, or they're going to the red light districts with the money, then we cannot give our zakat money. So such types of people. Now the knowledge of generosity and stingy knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know what debts people are in. Sometimes you see a person got a nice business, he's got a home, car, everything. And people going around for collection, either for masjid, madrasa, or welfare organization. Whatever little the person can give, we must appreciate it. But don't force them that, hey, you got a, such a big business, or you got so much. We don't know what's the inside story. And we have got our local masjid and madrasa to give first. And our welfare organization of our city, country come first and supervised by our ulama, try to support all those organizations first. I am not a mufti, I don't have a website. any more masail of zakah you want to know, you can contact the ulama at the Darul Uloom, send an email to the jamiats or the various muftis you'll have contact with or confidence in, contact them. But I don't give fatwas, I got no email, no website or anything. And I feel extremely happy when people sit in the programs of other ulama. I'm not after name and fame, not after followers also. Whatever little advice I'm sharing is first for me and for everybody. Allah must accept. I've got this 40 hadiths in front of me. Let's read one two hadiths. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي على الناس زمان الصابر فيه على ديني كالقابض على الجمر. A time will come upon people, such a time will come, that to remain steadfast on the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, to remain steadfast on the correct teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be like holding live cider's coals stoked, heated in sand, created fire. We know if we have a hot charcoal, some of us have a bright place, a barbecue, and we're lighting the charcoal. If the charcoal happened to come on our hand, we know it will get burnt. We cannot hold it, and we quickly want to remove it. So how it is difficult to hold a hot charcoal on our hand, or anything that is burning, hot, a hot string, or hot grass, or anything. Similarly, a time will come when we'll be surrounded by non-Muslims, and the non-Muslims will openly do haram. The non-Muslims will commit kufr and shirk, and they will entice the Muslims also to join them in the haram activities, to join them in going to the non-Muslim places of worship. So let us choose good practicing Muslims. Nobody is perfect. If we want to die on Iman, one Jannat, paradise, some sacrifice from our side have to go, to come. And at home, make sure the wife, children also read Salah and read our Farz Salah, keep contact with the ulama-i haq. May Allah give me and all of us the fiqh of practicing. One more hadith I will read. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خير الأمور أدومها وإن قل. When doing anything, do it constantly, even it be little. Mentioned Ibn Majah. If Allah gave us tawfiq of doing some good action, do it constantly with ikhlas and istiqamat, and do it throughout the year. Sometimes the month of Ramzan comes, reading our Quran, doing zikrullah, etc. And the moment Ramzan goes, we are reducing our Quran tilawat. Sometimes we don't even read Quran at all. And we give charity not only in the month of Ramzan, whole year we can give something. What the right hand gives, the left hand don't come to know. Ikhlas is the main thing. And we remember death. We don't know how long we're going to live. And remembrance of death must guide us to do good action every day of our life. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.